This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Happy Open Line Thursday to all of the Donkity Donks. Thank you for listening to the Junks in D.C., Maryland, Virginia, wherever you may be listening on the Odyssey app, which is free, by the way. Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, go to cropmetcalf.com. Do that today. I am Cakes at Money Metal Cakes on your Twitter. I'm joined by Jason Bishop.
Good morning. Happy Thursday to everybody.
Happy Thursday, Jason. A big fan of layering. I count three layers at this point. T-shirt, hoodie, jacket.
Mm-hmm. And the jacket has a hood.
The jacket has a hood. He's double hood again.
Well, it is winter.
It is winter. That is true.
I don't know if you've noticed.
I have noticed. JP is here. John Paul Flank.
What's up, Cakesy?
Good morning to you, sir. At Glass Joe JP is his Twitter handle. And Eric Bickle.
That's right. Eric-Bickle-3.
Cakes, you would not have been happy or proud of me last night. I had dinner at 7:30.
Ooh.
And that's like having dinner, for a normal person, that's like having dinner at 11.
Now, is this a 7:30 dinner out of the house?
Yes, out of the house. Had softball practice last night. I'm assistant coach for the Briarwoods varsity softball team.
That's fun, right?
And we had practice until 6:30, 6:45, and then went and got something to eat with my boy.
Okay.
And didn't eat until 7:30. Didn't get home until 8:30.
Yeah, but you had an extenuating circumstance. You had something scheduled.
Yeah, it's just not in my normal routine.
Riddled with anxiety. Were you able to just go right to bed?
Yes, I had to take meds to get to bed.
Did you go to a regular restaurant, or did you go to like a quickie, like a Panera?
No. We went to a restaurant. Sat at the bar and had dinner and talked about the team and watched. What game was on? I guess the Wizards-Knicks was on.
Yeah, the Wiz.
Porzingis came out of the gates on fire, and then Kuzma ended up playing
shocked.
A good game.
I was shocked. I didn't recognize Bradley Beal, but
that's right.
Apparently
back
he was there.
Back in action.
Yeah, he was there.
After his hamstring injury.
If you're Tommy Shepard, there are rumors now that they're looking to trade Rui, which we'll talk about later. But if you're Tommy Shepard, I was thinking about it. These guys have barely played together. It's got to be kind of frustrating. Like, what do you have when they play together? They look pretty good last night.
Yeah, but they played together and they lost. So I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know what kind of chemistry they have. But last night's that's a good win on the road, beating the Knicks, who've been pretty hot.
Game and a half out of the 10th.
I mean, they're going to be a borderline fringe team. So.
They're correct. Skirting that line between just squeaking into the playoffs and also securing like the 7th pick in the NBA draft.
If they get to the playoffs, just let me know. I'll start tuning in.
We'll let you know like in May.
Yeah. Until then.
April, I think.
April.
Until then, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good. Yeah.
Late April, we'll let you know.
Yeah. I've gotten into the cap, so I will say that. Since we started going to the games, my daughter's been all in. She screams every time a goal's scored, every time a goal's not
scored.
Good.
I like to hear that.
Yeah.
It's good news.
Been enjoying it. It's been nice because at my house, I don't know how it is with you guys, if you still have your college-age kids home.
Another week.
Most of her friends are back at school, and so she's not running around like she normally is. And so she's actually home.
Ah, that is nice.
That's nice, yeah.
Well, you can watch the Coyotes Caps tonight.
Yeah, the only problem with that
is that late?
It's a 9 p.m. puck drop.
Yeah.
No, 9 p.m. is fine.
Well, you guys are up by then.
Yeah, I don't go to bed till
10.
And
they're playing at drab t-shirts alma mater. They're in Tempe tonight on the campus of Arizona State University.
Right. With less than 5,000 people in attendance.
That's one where, like, if you're a youngin' on the Caps roster, you're taking a walk through campus, I think, before the game.
Right.
You're just scouting out the talent on campus.
Well, you
you're
know,
like a 20-year-old on the Caps roster.
So at Cornell, they have a decent hockey team. I think they have a decent hockey tradition at Cornell, right? I mean, how many college Division I hockey schools are there? I don't know, 20?
I have no clue.
I would think more
I guess
that,
less than 50 probably, because yeah. a lot of colleges have club hockey.
Yeah.
But not a lot have like
in the
full-on Division I teams.
In the Midwest, I assume there's a bunch of schools. Anyway, you go into the arena there, Cornell, it's awesome. Mm-hmm. You just see the old tradition. I've told you a million times how I like that sort of thing. And I remember my daughter told me last week they played Boston College, and I don't know, maybe BC was like 15 in the country or something, whatever. And they lost with like 5 seconds left. Well, this weekend, she said, I don't know, it's like tonight, tomorrow, whatever, they play the number one ranked team in the country.
Okay.
Quinnipiac.
They're number numero uno?
Would you have ever guessed it a billion years?
I wouldn't have
guessed
that, but I mean, they're in the Northeast. I mean, it's kind of a hockey hotbed. I would always guess like Minnesota
or BC or BU or something.
Maine.
Like North Dakota, I think, has
but
a good hockey.
But I never would have thought that a Mac school, that Quinnipiac
or
would
Boston
be number
U,
one in
BC,
the country.
Like
those
make sense.
Where's Quinnipiac?
Connecticut. I mean, I've been there.
Connecticut.
But it's like a school out in the middle of nowhere. They're in, my son's conference. I never would have guessed that they had the number one ranked team in the country.
If you told me to pick the state where Quinnipiac is, I probably would have guessed 20 states
right.
before I nailed Connecticut.
Did you know it was the Northeast?
No.
Yeah.
62 programs at D1 level.
62?
Yeah.
So that's not bad.
And it's kind of crazy because Arizona State has a D1 program.
They do.
But
is it new? Or is it been a long time?
I don't know. But
it was a club program until about 5 years ago. Yeah.
The big thing for lacrosse
there's no way there's another Pac-12 D1 hockey team, right? It's got to be the only one.
I wouldn't guess so.
Well, that's what we're waiting for in lacrosse, because in lacrosse is like 70, 71, whatever. I'm not sure what the number is for D1 schools.
Mm-hmm.
But we're just waiting for like when the, what do they call it, Pac-12 now, whatever they call it.
Pac-12,
when
yeah.
UCLA gets a team, when USC gets a team, you know, when like down south, when like Florida gets a team.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be awesome. Awesome.
Yep. So anyway, you can watch the Caps and the Coyotes tonight in front of 5,000 fans/students.
No, I'll watch it. I'll watch it at least the first period.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Good.
See if they get Darcy back in there, right, Cakes? They don't have him on the back-to-backs, but he'll be there, I would think.
He probably gets the net tonight.
Yeah, get the net.
Most likely.
I was a little like Jason Bishop in that I was in bed super early last night, but partly because I have never really encountered back pain in my life, and I can barely move, and I've been using an old man heating pad.
Oh.
I don't think that thing does anything. All it does is heat me up. I haven't improved at all.
Well, it's not going to fix if you got a fundamental issue. How did you hurt your back?
Don't know.
You have no idea.
I have seen JP
on Sunday,
like, walking slow down the hallways.
On Sunday, I was fine. And then on Monday morning.
Did you play basketball or something?
No. I have been.
Did you lift something? Did you like have a wheelbarrow around the backyard or something?
I did on Sunday. I was pretty inactive.
It's a great feeling, isn't it? Being inactive.
Being sedentary.
I was watching, you know, that was the day where you had three football games. So.
Yeah, I don't think anybody did anything.
No.
I think
no.
At halftime. Halftime of the second game, I actually decided to run to Giant, which is 1.1 miles away, because we had to get like dish detergent. And I ran back.
Holding the dish detergent?
Holding like a bag of dish detergent,
so
cookies,
that's
and a
Chris
couple
Farley
things.
Move. I've never heard
that?
One.
You got to keep it level.
that's the most JP thing in the world,
yeah.
Isn't it? Feet
yeah, it is.
Clamping against the ground.
Give me with a scooter. I'll give you a scooter if you want. Just like
no,
a
I wanted
trip.
To run because right. I had meant to do it earlier in the day and kind of half-assed it. Dylan and I had gone to the gym.
Hey, I know for a fact JP was like doing curls with the dish detergent while I was running.
No, I was struggling.
Multitasking.
Yeah.
Struggling to keep it, keep it from the bag. You don't want the bag to break.
Right.
I mean, I walked like half. On the way back, I ran. No.
Oh,
did you pay for your bags?
Yes, I did. And I always am honest on that. Apparently, some people lie
I'm
on that.
I'm generally pretty honest. Now, every
generally
once in a while,
pretty honest.
No, no, but usually
means
like,
you're not always honest.
99% of the time,
if you have
I
nine
am.
Bags, you counting to nine.
It doesn't matter because it's 5 cents. Because I don't care.
I never
about
go
five
to
cents.
Nine bags.
But sometimes, like I'll bag and like an extra. There's a hanger on her. Like an extra bag just hangs
right.
on. I'm not gonna go back and add an extra bag
not.
At that point. What am
no,
I,
no.
a maniac?
I disrespect the bag tax. I just, up a two. That way you don't have to go to the third, the next page.
Sure.
Just two, then double bag everything. And just got out of there with 100 bags.
No, but I woke up with the bad back on Monday, and yeah, I'm walking slow.
Just pwning.
And then I thought it was getting better yesterday, and then it's so hard to.
You literally have no idea why. You weren't like doing anything in the yard. You weren't.
My guess is just sleep.
No, here's my guess.
Sleep.
It's called age. That's what it is.
Yeah, but usually
no.
There's
and then I changed beds
event.
That night because Isabella got in our bed at like 3 a.m. I moved over to Dylan's bed. I'm a very finicky sleeper, so I have very thin pillows. Mm-hmm. And I did bring over a pillow, and because my shoulders are jacked, I'm supposed to have shoulder surgery, but I bypassed that.
Yeah,
I have to sleep with a pillow underneath this one and a pillow underneath this one, and I think it got all out of whack from sleep. At least that's my hope, because I don't know.
Might need to go see a chiropractor. Might need to get back in shape.
Mm. Yeah. Yep, the old PT. Get to that PT,
I don't know.
My friend.
Hopefully I don't ever have to have back surgery. Jason had a couple when he was younger.
Well, maybe, yeah, maybe you have some blown discs or something. I don't know. Maybe it is from sleeping. Who knows? I know when I wake up, it feels like a car accident from my shoulders, too.
I was thinking about Mike Tyson because he said one time when he was interviewed, it was spinal.
What my back was broken.
Yeah, spinal.
He was boxing with a broken back.
Yeah, spinal.
Yeah. Jim Gray was interviewing him in the ring.
I vaguely remember that.
It's a great Mike Tyson moment.
By the way, apropos of nothing, but I was just, perusing the sort of the common stories and the pop culture stuff, and I saw this video 2 or 3 days ago, and then I'm reading more about it. That guy that tried to, like, kidnap that woman that with the
yes
the zip
the
ties
drive-through, yeah. Yeah. Through the drive-through.
What is he? Yeah. What well, a idiot! Thing.
So weirdo, right? And I'm thinking, wow, man, I never thought that would be like when you're a drive-through person, like McDonald's or Chick-fil-A or anything, right. That you might actually be vulnerable.
You're just sticking your hand out there.
You feel like you're actually safe, like at your job.
But then I read more, and it's like a bikini coffee spot. So the guy's all horned up, probably hammered.
Yeah, horned up customers coming through all the time.
The girls are literally in, it's called Beankini Espresso.
Beankini, I guess that name can kind of work.
And so, great, maybe Brett owns it. It's like
it's my newest brainchild, Beankini Espresso.
Everybody's wearing bikinis and thongs and
blondes all
the way. Now I understand it.
I'm a bikini barista expert.
Yeah, this is a huge bit season topic.
Is this a West Coast thing?
It's a Pacific Northwest thing for sure. On every corner. Well, first off, on every corner in the North.
This exact chain? Or?
No. And on every corner in the Northwest are
coffee shops.
Like one person is running a coffee shop on like a corner, like out here would be a shack,
like a snowball stand
like
almost,
a snowball,
drive through,
okay,
right. So they have Starbucks, of course, but these are their specialty,
okay.
And now about I don't know in Spokane where my parents live, there's probably 50 bikini barista stands.
Isn't that unbelievable?
There's one, like a mile from their house.
Yeah.
We always go there. It's kind of a joke, my wife and I.
Do you go through the drive-through?
Yeah, yeah.
Does Pops Cahill tell your mom, going out to get some coffee, be back
in about
20
minutes? You see a bunch of hillbillies and their big pickup trucks going through there.
So when you saw this story, you instantly, understood that it was a bikini spot, and it kind of made sense to you.
Well, as soon as I saw it, I said, that's probably in Washington State, and sure enough, it was.
Right.
Yeah.
Pasadena has a place called Java Divas that opened up recently.
And then just hotties.
Who do you think?
Yeah. And then are they in bikinis, too?
Extra large bikinis.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I wouldn't say they're smoking hotties.
Yeah.
Usually.
Yeah.
A little rough around the edges.
They couldn't work at Sub Dogs.
No. They're like strip club girls.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
what are the odds of being able to pull a girl out?
Zero.
Of a restaurant through a drive-through window into your truck by her arm.
I don't know.
And those windows they're generally small, too. Like that's going to be quite a feat to pull out.
He's a complete moron. And if there's one spot on the planet that has cameras,
it's drive-throughs. Yeah.
Casinos and
like
drive-throughs.
Right. I mean, the guy's done. And I don't know what. I put him in jail for 10 years.
I guess. But was he legit trying to kidnap her? I guess it looks like it.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw him yank.
Did you notice in that video he stops? He put on his brake because all of the money dropped
money
to the
fell.
Street.
He
thought about getting out.
He didn't bring his coffee.
He thought about getting out and getting his money.
He left his Americano on the shelf.
Yeah.
His caffeine
fix.
So
all I can think is that he must have just been hammered, not of right mind. Right?
Maybe.
I mean, do you think he intentionally drove there and said, I'm going to kidnap a bean?
Well, he had the zip ties.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know he had zip ties.
All I care about when I'm driving. pulling up to the drive-thru is not scraping my mirror on the whatever it's right. jutting out. I want to get close, but I don't want to get close enough where I put a black mark on the side of the restaurant. And right. there are plenty of them.
Well, send don't that guy that to aren't. Stupidity jail for 10 years.
Well, they caught him, like, you know,
along
10
with
hours
Brian
later.
Walsh. Send right. Brian Walsh to stupidity jail forever.
For Googling how to, like, yeah. kill your wife and no, leave no clues or
right.
something.
Right.
Yeah.
One of the world's dumbest criminals
and to have
ever.
Bloody weapons in your basement.
Yep. You're welcome to call us throughout the show on an open line Thursday on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. The number is 800-636-1067. Coming up on the show, Chase Hughes will join us at 8 o'clock. Covers the Wizards for NBC Sports Washington. We'll talk about the win last night and the potential trade rumors that are floating about. And Jason Lockeford joins us coming up at 9 to talk NFL playoffs. That's all coming up here on the Junks.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So I'm a bit of a true crime mark, and we touched on the Anna and Brian Walsh story in the open. And, I mean, just the details that are pouring out from this looks – well, I mean, this woman has gone missing. They're assuming she's been murdered.
Of course she has.
I mean, the husband looked up how to murder her.
The husband's been arraigned on murder charges. And
he threatened to murder her in years previously.
I mean, it couldn't be more –
you got three young kids, too.
Couldn't be more divergent, like the way they approach their professional lives. Like, she was like a highly successful real estate entrepreneur. At the time of her disappearance, I think she had amassed like a portfolio of several properties.
She was running one of the condos in Navy Yard.
Yeah. Worth close to like $3 million.
So she lived in Boston, but she was always down here, right over here at the Navy Yard condos.
So she's highly successful. She's the breadwinner. Meanwhile, we touched on this yesterday. He's an art fraudster. He was on home arrest because he was trying to sell, I can't even believe this, fake Andy Warhol paintings. Yeah. Some of the most famous paintings in the world. He's selling the fakies on eBay, and people are like, this isn't Warhol. This
what
is
a dummy.
Fake.
Well,
it's
he's clearly a fake. Low IQ person.
Yeah, he's just an idiot.
So some of the searches that came up on his kid's iPad. Okay, he uses one of his son's iPads for searches that included.
I hope he used Incognito.
Hope he used Richie Incognito. Definitely comes in handy. How to stop a body from decomposing was one of the searches.
It's always useful to know.
How long before a body starts to smell?
Probably pretty quick.
What are some of the others? How long until I can inherit, or until you can inherit property, or
what a dummy.
I mean, he couldn't have left a bigger digital trail of breadcrumbs leading right to him.
He threw a bunch of stuff out in his mom's out of his mom's apartment in the dumpster, and of course it had a hatchet with blood on it, had a knife with blood on it, had a necklace, her necklace. It had all kinds of items belonging to Anna Walsh. It had blood all over it. So the first thing to do is do the DNA, and it takes him 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Right. One of the searches.
He's just stupid.
One of his searches on January 1st included, how long does DNA last?
Right.
I think it lasts forever.
I think DNA is pretty permanent.
And, you know, even if you use bleach, I don't even know if it works. Maybe
he just looks like an idiot. His face, he looks stupid.
Yeah, he's just so dumb.
I mean, you know what's going to happen to him in prison?
I don't know.
The most vile things you can think of.
They do that to guys that kill their wives? I thought they did that to guys that kill kids.
I think they do it to everybody. I was talking to a buddy yesterday, and we were talking about the this was after the murders down at Alabama,
mm-hmm.
where the D.C. kids, those idiots, killed the girl in the car. And I was talking to a buddy whose cousin was in prison for 14 years for armed robbery.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so 14 years.
That's a long stint.
Kind of like a max prison in, I think it was in Southern Virginia.
Okay.
He said that when he got out, he was talking to him about the stories. He mm-hmm. said he feared for his life every minute of the day. He was stabbed twice. He was stabbed in the leg once. He was stabbed in the back once. And every single day, he feared for his life.
Yeah.
I totally believe it.
Think about that.
I mean, if you're surrounded by criminals, mm-hmm. you're surrounded by the most violent
and these
people in the country.
And I just don't understand the mentality of people like this who think they're going to get away with it. Like, what's going through your mind? What's racing through your mind as you're doing it? You're obviously not thinking of the ramifications. But the kid down in Alabama who, you know, shoots the girl in the car, do you think you're actually going to get away with that? Do you understand what your life's going to be like every single day for the rest of your life when you do that?
Of course they're not thinking that.
I know, and I don't
By
understand.
The way, the update on that Darius Miles story, I don't know if it's confirmed or not, but they were looking into his gun, but he may have given it to the shooter.
No, he gave it to the other kid, right?
Right.
But he's still going to be charged
with first
degree.
It didn't make sense to me that he would be shooting somebody. It doesn't help giving somebody a gun, but
man, I mean,
didn't make sense.
He gave it to him, and the kid, you know, and the other kid was shot too, but I just don't understand the mentality of these people. Yeah. I really don't.
Well, you still think about consequences.
How can you not?
I don't know. You live by the moment, I guess.
I mean, how can you not think about, all right, what's my life going to be like when I get caught?
Well, because they think they might not get caught.
He obviously was doing his research. I think Brian Walsh is thinking, well, my life's a pile of crap, so it really doesn't matter what happens to me, and I'm going to try to get my wife out of the picture. But how does he fail to realize that if you're married and your wife all of a sudden just goes missing or is murdered, that you are the prime suspect as the husband, the spouse, the boyfriend?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
You're always suspect number one. It's who they start with and who they generally end with, because usually it's the boyfriend, husband. How does he not know that by now?
Because it's a premeditated murder. So when you're premeditating how you're going to do it, how do you not, just as a human being, how do you not think about, all right, what happens if I don't get away with it?
I don't know.
I'll never understand the mentality.
You know what? He's not Valdez. Valdez is a planner. I'm not saying Valdez is a killer, but I'm saying, like, this guy...
in excellent company,
Valdez Jake. Plans, like, everything. Do you think Brian Walsh plans anything aside from, like, trying to sell phony art people on eBay?
If Valdez was going to kill somebody, he would at least have the common sense to do the Google search at the library.
A library two towns over where I don't have a card.
Yeah, you wouldn't bring your cell phone with you. You wouldn't get tracked. You probably wouldn't use your own car. I mean, get away with murder.
I'd have a getaway car stashed that I'd buy cash
like Taylor Swift, silly.
That I'd buy cash off Craigslist or something.
Right. Yeah, I mean, these are the basics, Valdez.
Of course.
From just listening to true crime stories over the last 20 years.
Zero digital footprint.
Yeah, you can't leave a digital footprint anywhere. You just can't.
Well, sometimes the guys get away with it. Didn't that Drew Peterson guy donk off like 3 or 4 of his wives before they finally arrested him?
I think a couple, but yeah. Yeah, at least one or two.
I think it happens.
But it's harder. I mean, you're the police chief. You don't just think he's going to be killing somebody, you know? So it's kind of like extenuating circumstance, right? I don't know.
Yep. I don't know, man. These
but when you get a trail of dead ex-wives.
Blows me away.
Yeah, then usually they're going to start.
At some point.
Thinking, hey, maybe it's the boyfriend or the husband that could be behind it if the wives keep dying.
If you want to chime in on an Open Line Thursday, 800-636-1067. Open Line Thursday presented by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors. Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home because it's where you live.
Mm-hmm.
Non sequitur. Have you guys ever seen a Carvana?
Yes.
Yes.
Of course, there's one on 270 all the time. I mean,
yeah.
I think it's Carvana. I don't think that would be like calling the band Nirvana.
Yeah, it's Carvana.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
If you've watched a commercial, you've heard it.
Smells like 10 Spirit.
Well, they just started putting up these buildings, which are car vending machines.
Yes.
Right.
They must be going out of business. I drove by today. There's not one car in the vending machine. Empty vending machine.
Here's the honest story.
Belt?
I'm not going to say who, but a guy I know in the car business told me 2 years ago. He said, we were talking all about Bitcoin and everything, and he's like, listen, all I'm going to tell you is short Carvana.
Short Carvana.
He says, because he knows the business model, it ain't going to work. There's no chance. And I was like, oh, that's interesting, but I just didn't have the ball. I don't have the balls to short anything, by the way. Because if it goes
the balls,
north, if it goes the other way.
You feel like you missed out.
How about the knowledge?
You missed out. No, yeah, you get bankrupt you instantly.
Oh, okay.
You know, so
you double missed out.
Yeah, I don't have this. And then, like, literally a month ago, it was national news that Carvana stock was down like 90%. Mm. I mean,
I know of another equity that's down 90%+.
It's in that realm.
Do they have stock buyback programs?
Because I take 270 to the Beltway every morning, and I looked over to the left. And I was like, that's weird. There's not one car in that big ass building.
Yeah. Well, I drive by there, and so every time I drive by there, I would think about shorting it, and it killed me, and I didn't have the balls to do it. And of course, it did bottom out. And my buddy did make a boatload of cash on it.
How do you short stocks? Like, do you just go to like your Wells Fargo account?
That you borrow. I think I forget exactly how to, but you borrow, right?
Call Rom, he'll tell you.
At a certain rate or whatever, and then you're praying it goes down. So then when you pay it back, you get the difference.
Okay.
When it goes down. Now, when it goes up, you're screwed.
I kind of understand the concept. I just mean, like, do you go to, like, your Charles Schwab account?
Yeah, you just tell Ed, I want a short Carvana. He'd do it for you.
Okay.
But I also drive by those daggone iFly places, you know?
Yes.
And I see
they're close together, actually, on 270.
And you look at that and you go, you know, that's a really cool concept, but... I mean, are they really getting, like, repeat business?
I don't know.
Yeah.
My kids have done it, but they haven't done it to repeat.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, is that thing going to be, like, a business for 20 years?
Yeah. Do they have staying power?
Yeah, I mean, how can that? And it's, like, a big to-do, the whole
right,
building.
Sure.
Like,
it's a lot of capital expenditure.
Probably a lot, millions.
I would guess.
To put the building and have the technology.
It's a lot of overhead.
Yeah, all the insurance.
There are a lot of those big-type businesses.
Big-type.
On 270, including, of course, Topgolf.
Well, Topgolf has been known, as everyone knows, that just prints money.
Yeah.
That might be the hottest business in the country. I mean, it's got to be in the top 10.
Go invest in Pop Stroke. Taylor May just did.
I saw. Yeah.
Don't know what that is.
That's
Tigers.
It's putt-putt. It's adult putt-putt.
Oh. But like with like a silly big green undulating, you know. Like,
drinks and TVs.
Cocktails everywhere.
Like, it looks like a real green.
How many locations?
I think it's big in Florida right now.
Mm-hmm. What was the spot we used to go to in College Park that was like a fancy mini golf place?
Monty's?
Monty's.
What's
a fancy mini golf? It was a par three.
Come on, mini golf.
Hit it in the clown's mouth. Hit it in the shark's mouth. You get 100 free beers.
I played Monty's a million times.
Don't even remember Monty's or where it was.
Oh, it was right across the street from campus.
Adelphi.
It was right next to Paint Branch Golf Course.
The spot that I think that's... Is that the spot right off 193? Or is that...
Yeah. Right off of Route 1 and 193.
Yeah, I can't believe that place is still functional. I drive by and I'm like, look at this old beater.
Which place are you talking about?
You mean Paint Branch?
Paint Branch?
I think it's Paint Branch.
Monty's has been gone forever.
Yeah, I know Monty's is gone. But Paint Branch is still there.
Well, it's nine holes.
Old-ass net. I just look at it like, when is this place going to get bulldozed and they're going to build like condos?
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised by that.
How's that not happened yet?
I haven't been over there in forever. I don't even know if it's still there.
Last time I was there, Sonny Jurgensen. I saw Sonny Jurgensen, Mark Rippon, and Glenn Brenner at some charity golf thing. And I was just walking around getting my picture taken with those guys. It was in college.
That's quite a ways back.
It was 30 years ago.
Yeah.
That was the last time I was there.
Yeah, campus looks a bit different. It's way different.
Yeah. Oh, the campus.
If you
have
been on campus recently.
Well, Route 1 is insanely different.
Yeah, they're trying to improve it. I mean, there are pockets of niceness, and then there's just still just hurting.
I tried to explain it to my daughter when we were driving through there. I can't remember what we were driving through there for. And I said, basically, every building that's more than two stories, that's new.
Right.
All the old building, you know, that looks like an old one-story building, that was there 30 years ago.
Like, if you went to College Park, like, in the late 80s, early 90s, 98% of the knock boxes have been knocked down.
Yeah.
They gone. And now it's brand new, like, 8 to 10-story condos, high rises. There's a freaking Trader Joe's in College Park now.
What?
Yes, Valdez. College Park's on the up and up.
Are you going tonight for the big Michigan game? Juwan's in town.
I am not going tonight. Oh. I'll be watching from the comfort of my home.
You're supposed to find me.
You never gave me your dates.
Any date. Is during a week I can generally
go. He's just springing on you the day of.
I can't go Fridays, you know, but I could go probably most
other days. You can go tonight.
If you beg for tickets right now, I don't do spur of the moment very well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I need to plan.
Not a spur of the moment guy.
Yeah, I'm a little bit more of a
plan.
Well,
it's a big one for the Terps, because after what happened to them in Ann Arbor, they gotta win this game.
Yeah, it just doesn't seem like it's going to be the year for the Terps.
Oh, it's not the year.
It's not the year, but
if they want to be respectable in the conference, because if they lose tonight, I think they're 2-6 in the conference.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not beating Purdue this weekend and on the road, so could go south.
That's probably not happening.
Mm-mm.
Be nice. Be a signature-type win, which they could use. It's probably not going to happen.
It would be nice. It would be a nice win.
But how about, you know what, let's focus on trying to beat Michigan in college.
Yeah, Park. Yeah. It starts tonight. Yeah.
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
How are they doing? Are they doing well?
They got a winning record.
Incident this year at the beginning of the season?
Last year.
Not as bad, but got a technical or something, or something happened.
Yeah, I can't remember who that was against.
Yeah.
But his son, Jet, he's
balling,
he's legit.
Right?
Yeah. So they got a couple of local kids coming back from Michigan. Hunter Dickinson, of course, went to the Math, and Doug McDaniel, who's their point guard, went to Paul the Sixth. And those are kids Maryland doesn't have.
Yep.
Well, you can't keep them all. This is such a basketball.
Well, let me just
town.
Say this. Hunter Dickinson, where did he want to go to college?
Well, I mean, allegedly Maryland.
No, not allegedly. He wanted to go to Maryland.
He's shaking his head vigorously, dander flying everywhere behind the glass.
No.
Yes, he did.
No. Go listen to Mark when he talks about it. He didn't want to come to Maryland.
Okay. All right. Of course he did.
You guys have different sources telling you different things.
I think Valdez solved his dandruff riddle.
I know.
He did.
I'm using an old joke, an old trope.
He really did. He found the magic formula.
He did. Good for him.
Dude, you should do like one of those like e-booklets or something and sell it, like how to cure your dandruff. Maybe that's your money-making scheme.
An e-booklet you can make?
Well, yeah, just like sell it on Amazon or something. Some sort of like how to cure your dandruff.
Light your hair on fire.
Shave all your hair off.
No. Don't you have a crazy concoction, or is it just you found?
No, I found the right shampoo.
The right shampoo. Yeah. And it's, you literally cured it, right?
Yeah, I did.
Money scalp now.
Yeah, scalp's great.
I hope you bought gallons of it. It doesn't go off the market. You better have a stockpile of it at home.
Now, if you can cure your vitiligo, you legit would be rich.
Yeah.
Yeah, the vitiligo, it makes them unique. It differentiates them.
Is it spreading?
No, it's not spreading.
It's pretty much locked in.
Yeah, it's stayed its course.
Yeah. Does it look like a certain state or country? You know what I mean? Does it look like Italy or something?
No, I can go outline it on a paper for you. You want to know the shape?
Yeah, you can show me. B. I don't need to see
I showed Eric before in the office. Yes,
I don't remember.
And Brett wanted to see it. And
yeah,
I pulled my pants
remember.
Down in Brett's office and you guys were looking at it.
Yeah, but I don't remember anything sort of standing out.
Probably welcome to radio.
Yeah. I don't think you weren't sized, so I couldn't really tell.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I mean? I think I need to see it at size.
Yeah. Needs to see it in full glory.
Well, meet me in the bathroom in 5 minutes.
All right, don't forget, it's an open line Thursday here on the Junk.
You see that hole in the bathroom?
Yeah.
The one with duct tape all around it?
Listener lines, 800-636-1067. We'll take your calls throughout the show. Chase Hughes joins us coming up at 8 o'clock to talk Wiz here on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Jason, I have the perfect sport for you.
What's that?
I have the sport that I know you're going to be into. It's going to be sweeping the nation. Dana White's Power Slap League.
Have you watched any clips?
No.
Yeah, it's brutal. I'd rather be in a cage.
I saw the clip of the dude. I think he's from overseas. His name is Soren Kamsa in a heavyweight slap-off with some other dude.
Where are they just slapping each other's heads?
Yeah.
And they knock each other out.
This Jason. Dude's head... Like,
and you get a free shot.
The side is getting both. Slapped, okay?
It blew
is,
up.
It's twice the size of the other side of his face. And he's still standing there taking the slaps.
I don't know how. They go back and forth. It's more than one.
They go back and forth, round for round.
There's three rounds. Here, you want me to play this clip of them explaining the league and how it's scored?
Sure. I watched the clips and I said, literally, I'd rather jump into like the Everglades with a bunch of alligators.
Before you play the clip, you should also set up, they delayed it by a week because of Dana White's incident in Vegas where he slapped his wife.
Right. Mm.
Where he's... the president or CEO, whatever his job title is, of the UFC, he's received no penalty because
he's
in charge.
What is he supposed to do? Fire himself?
I don't know.
I don't really know what he's supposed to do there.
I don't know. Well, he said, I think he's right.
He assaulted his girlfriend or his wife.
He said the penalty he has is he's going to be forever known as the guy who slapped his wife.
Right. It's humiliating.
It is humiliating.
He's very embarrassed by it. You could tell.
Yeah. But so I guess TBS, I think, is airing it.
Mm-hmm.
And they delayed it. They delayed it for a week.
What are you going to do?
They wanted to distance themselves from Dana White's slap.
I know nothing about
it, but it's his league.
Is that like an
alternative to
channel?
YouTube? It's just like YouTube. Okay. But it's an alternative. They're not as strict with the content.
But like this clip that I saw, I think it's from an overseas slap league. Who knows? It's sweeping the globe, apparently. Like, his face is so huge and swollen, but he's still standing in there taking the slaps. Then he goes, he excuses himself and goes and puts, like, chalk or powder on his face and goes back and gets slapped some more.
He wants to win some cash.
I mean, it's outrageous.
Well, last night they were trying to get in the house. I think it's, like, the Ultimate Fighter. I only watched, like, 20 minutes of it.
Okay.
But
20 minutes more than I watch.
I can't watch it because I've seen a few of the videos and the guys are literally killing each other and it's horrifying.
They wind up too.
Oh, yeah. They wind up. They're killing each other.
I know.
You would rather be in an MMA match.
Right.
Honestly.
Hey, I've participated in two slaps on the show. I slapped Kevin. I think we gave him $100 to take a slap. And then Ewad slapped me. It's no joke.
Yeah, slaps are.
Do you have the audio that you want to play?
Slaps are disrespectful. It's more disrespectful to get slapped than it is to get punched.
I think.
Like, you get slapped, that's just like, that's another level of disrespect.
So if Will Smith had punched Chris Rock, less disrespectful?
Yeah, I think a slap is more of a disrespectful move. It's more of a power move than a punch.
Well, can we hear it?
A legal slap is flat. Open-handed shot to the side of the face. On the cheek, below the eye, but above the chin.
Foul, clubbing.
You can't lead with the palm of your hand either. The entire hand must land at the same time.
Flinching.
The defender can't flinch. Raise their shoulder or tuck their chin.
That's a warning.
Penalties range from warnings.
Red, minus one.
To point deductions, to disqualifications.
By unanimous decision.
If a match goes three rounds, the judges will render a decision based on typical boxing or MMA point systems.
So guys can just bang out. And like, if the first slap is super painful, you just be like, I'm out. I'm done.
I would never do it.
I'm waving the white flag.
Ever. Ever.
Here, listen to the authority of one of these slaps.
That doesn't do it justice. You got to see the video of the guys just dropping. These bears, these monsters, these tanks.
And then the officials run over after a guy just gets crushed. And they go, don't worry, you got 30 seconds. Take your time. Go down on a knee.
I mean, you want to talk about concussions.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
well, would you get a concussion? It's below the eyes. Said above
it
the chin.
It knocks him out. Right? It knocks you out cold.
Jeffy, your
is that a
skull
concussion?
Is rattling.
Yeah,
like,
that's not a concussion.
You think, I don't know.
You think your brain
There's
is
no way
rattling,
it's good for your brain.
Dude, you get a concussion. My son got hit on the neck with a crossbar on the neck. You get a concussion.
Yeah, it's only bad for you.
You want to hear like one of the profiles of one of the,
sure.
the slappers who they're highlighting?
Yeah.
That's all you got, baby? That's all you got?
You
I hate that!
30 seconds.
I'm Rob One Eye Wolf Perez. I'm from Southbridge, Massachusetts. I came to f*** it up. I ain't got nothing to prove. I'm just here to do what I do best, and that's put on a show for the people.
Why are you so good at f***ing people up?
Ask God that.
Tag right there.
One Eye Wolf, baby. You gon' remember my name.
To me, it's the worst of the worst. like you're really going to watch this on a weekly basis?
No, I think people like violence. People like violence.
Yeah, I mean, I like violence in movies, but
But you don't like fighting. You don't really like the UFC.
I'm not into like combat sports.
Like,
it's not really my thing.
It's not for
so,
you.
Yeah, this is not for me.
What I find interesting about it is that since it like when UFC started 30 years ago, whatever it was, it looked like it's just a bunch of bums out there.
Mm-hmm. Bums.
That's what these guys are. Like, there's been no development or anything like that. So these are like the first the guinea pigs. The people they have no business fighting.
Like UFC cast-offs
they look like,
from
like
30 years ago.
Like UPS drivers out there like slapping each other.
It looks like they took some people from DGI Fridays. Put them in an arena.
Like, not athletes at all.
Just, no, there's some big guy at a bar.
Yeah, so they do have weight classes, though?
I think so, yeah. Because the big guys are really slapping big guys.
they have weight class.
They got twigs out there.
They got straw weight slappers.
Like one of those legit big guys would kill Kevin. If he hit Kevin,
would murder him.
Kevin would die.
Are they allowed to wind up, or do they have to stay for?
No, they wind up.
I think it's more like, but like from the side.
You didn't Google one.
I can't watch. It's too violent.
It's so violent.
Yeah, it hurts to watch it. I'm sure.
You imagine Cakes with his dainty hands in the slap league.
I mean, these are very average sized hands, but
palm olive soft hands.
They don't have any calluses.
Feel like a massage on your cheek.
Yeah, it feels so good to get slapped by this hand.
Yeah. Nice money,
soft
hands. Might actually
feel silly.
Yeah, no, it's brutal to me. I don't know how people watch it either, but I think it's just people like violence. People like combat sports. If you're the UFC community is so tight, they'll probably support Dana, even though I think there's a lot of hostility towards Dana.
If this was old school radio, we would have listeners bring their wives in and do a butt slap league on air.
That is true.
And mic up their ass.
The Junks of 1999 might have been doing that.
Man, that's a great idea. Can we still do that? I wonder. Well, yeah, husbands could do it to their own wives,
or wives could do that to their
husbands, right?
I'm making Jason watch one. I think this is like the female division.
No, you got to watch the heavyweight. You got to watch the heavyweight.
I know, but the girl's like knocked out.
Yeah, I mean, it's brutal.
It's like she ran into a freaking brick wall.
Yeah. I mean, I would never
all to stupidity jail.
I would never do it. It's basically the equivalent to letting Tyson just take an uppercut, a free uppercut.
That's just, they're so
stupid.
They deserve everything they get. If they get concussions, they deserve it.
Yeah.
Somebody tweeted us at Junks Radio that they only win $5,000.
Yeah, you don't even get any good money for it. You get more money playing the celebrity pickleball.
Yeah, you don't have to get slapped in the face 100 times.
I mean, the one woman, she can't even stand up.
Yeah, they knock them out. They knock them out. They're woozy.
Pretty good sport.
They look like Tua when Tua gets sacked.
Yeah, exactly.
Tripping and falling.
I guess there's no protocol in that class.
Not yet.
All right, when we come back, we are going to talk about the Wizards. They got a win last night, but the trade deadline is looming. Are there moves afoot for Tommy Shepard
February
and company?
10th or something?
Not sure of the exact date, but I know it's soon. I know it's coming. So we'll talk about, are they going to blow up the Wizards? We'll get into that next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.